Thank you so much. So good afternoon. Welcome to the August 18th meeting of CPARB, and it's 5:44. Thank you for your patience. I'd like to call this meeting to order, please.
Takeoff Moon?
Here.
Carlos Portillo? Annabelle Nunez?
Here.
Nancy Huff?
I'm here.
Jerry Flannery?
He's expected.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, so item number two, approval of legal action report in meeting minutes from our July 21st, 2026 meeting.
I move to approve the legal action report of the July 21st meeting.
I'll second.
Takeoff Moon?
Aye.
Annabelle Nunez?
Aye.
Nancy Huff?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Thank you. So item number three, report from the chairperson. First of all, thank you all for your patience with the cases. OPS has been pretty slammed, so they were able to get them over to us as quickly as they possibly can with all the redaction. So I appreciate the hard work from OPS in getting those taken care of. As I mentioned, Jerry Flannery is expected. Carlos Portillo is out for medical reasons. So item number four, call to the audience. At this time, the community may address the board with their concerns. The board may not address the specific concern at this meeting. However, the board may, at its discretion, make future agenda item, at which time there can be a discussion. Community members are asked to address the board, not a specific member. Each person is limited to 3 minutes.
Madam Chair, there were no requests received for a call to the audience.
Okay, great, thank you. Item number five, the review of TPD investigations. In accordance with Section 10A-88F of the Mayor Council mandate, the board may only review those specific charges specified in the investigation in order to comment on the fairness and thoroughness of the internal investigation and to report any concerns regarding that investigation to the specified mandate. So case number one is 25-0082, and this occurred at the Central Investigation Division, violent crimes. There are allegations with regards to evidence, loss or damage of property, evidence with regards to general orders, and prohibited use of property.
So I have a question. 355 pages, 40 body-worn camera pieces. All materials relevant to the case come to us when it only is involving the evidence, the backpack given to the family members. It just seemed like...
Yeah, can I comment on
yeah, that? Yeah, please. That's why I'm asking it as a question.
I have instructed Savannah in the future to only include the relevant information. I didn't know that she was telling me, like, I'm having a hard time putting this all together. I'm like, we don't need to give them all that stuff. It was already done and it had already been sent at that point. But in the future, yes, you guys will only have the relevant information as it pertains to the complaint in the investigation. So this one obviously was a homicide investigation, which is why I had so much stuff. And I agree, like, you guys don't need to try to sit through all that to try to figure out, like, what do I need to watch and what I don't need to watch.
Yeah, I had to scroll the page, finally at page 338 out of 355, where it finally sort of had the summation
right.
of what was going on, and I was like, oh, holy cow, scroll for 338 pages, and I thought that, is that how it has to be?
No.
So I'm glad.
Unless you guys want it that way, otherwise I just think we would appreciate the relevant information.
Yeah, please. Okay, and that's why I asked, because I, yeah.
I understand the risk involved in that decision, is you're asking the police to decide what's relevant, and you're reviewing their work. And this is something we wrestled with other boards as well. So, I mean, they can certainly do that, but understand the risk. And, you know, just for what's worth, there's an argument against it.
Well, to me, it's just sensibility. I think any sensible person in our world and in, you know, the police world, Savannah, knows what is relevant for us to make a call on what went down and not have to have the 355 total pages and the 40 total videos for making a determination on the content of the backpack.
I understand that, but okay. What I'm saying is, officer punched somebody in the nose and they're going to cut that video out because they don't want you to see it. Now, is that going to happen? I'm just throwing it out there, that's all.
Okay.
You're asking the police to edit their own video. And if you're, just for argument purpose, I'm not making a statement about it other than just something to think about.
Completely up to you guys, how you like to have it. What I typically do is, in the investigation, the officer's report that you read, it shows, you know, what is being looked at as far as to make the determination in the findings. So that's what I would think would be considered relevant to, again, what you guys are reviewing this. So if for some reason in the future, if you decide that you want this condensed version of it, if you're reading through the officer report or whatever and you want something else, obviously we'd be happy to provide it. So.
Kate, what do you think, Madam Chair?
Well, I'm just reading section 10A88F of the Mayor Council mandate. The board may only review those charges specified in the investigation. So.
No, I was telling my sister about
the... Which doesn't really speak to relevant information in the case. I mean, to do a fair, thorough review of an incident and a complaint, you have to have all the material. In my mind, I mean, we sign up, it could be 400 pages, it could be 6 pages. And I see what Mitch's point is. The problem is labor, right? Like, we're asking the department to have to put together.
No, I can't imagine how many hours
right.
It took her to.
But it is very risky in my mind to be able to really do a thorough, you know, examination of it. It's problematic. But I don't know,
Some incident came up with something else in my world, and I was like, the singular, rare occasion of something happening, but we are all now going to have to adjust so many things for the rare occasion, if something were to happen. It's sort of that same kind of philosophy.
Sure.
Where I think we all are rational, capable people, and again, the hours she must have spent to redact all of that and prep it all for us, to me seems unnecessary.
Well,
when the meat of the issue could be trimmed down quite a bit.
In my term as chair, this is my second term of chair, and reviewing the cases just as a member of the board, I don't think we've reviewed a lot of violent crimes section material, so this is possibly an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's hard to tell when you're reviewing. I mean, at least when I used to review them, I could never tell how long these case packets would actually be.
You can't, but you can't.
Yeah.
Would someone like to express an opinion about the case and if it was fair or thorough, or would someone like to vote on the fair and thoroughness of this investigation?
I think the investigation was fair and thorough.
Thank you, Jerry.
And I'll second that.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring to attention that Jerry Flannery has completed his oath, just so you all are aware.
That's why he just got to move.
Thank you.
Kate Calhoun?
Aye.
Annabelle Moon?
I did not review the case. I'm abstaining.
Okay. Nancy Huff?
Aye.
Jerry Flannery?
Aye.
Point of order, even if he's been sworn in, if he hasn't completed his mandatory 80-hour program, he cannot vote.
Are you still lacking a ride along?
Full of good news today, aren't you?
Two ride-alongs, I think.
Two ride-alongs.
I need 16 hours.
And could I just ask a question perhaps of what was the outcome of the young man who shot and killed the other man? Can you remark on that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But considering that it was just last year, I doubt that it's gone through. I mean, it may very well not. It may still be in the legal process.
Oh, okay.
It's in the paper.
In the newspaper?
The newspaper.
Oh,
yeah.
I could Google.
It was self-defense.
Okay. And so the young man is not incarcerated, to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
Again, just curious.
It was like
an unfortunate situation for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
So case number 225-0136, and this occurred Operations Division East. Allegations were incomplete investigation, responding to incidents involving children, evidence, incomplete, inaccurate report, obedience to general orders, procedures and policies, and we also had general orders, procedures, accuracy, and timeliness.
I had a question about the downloading to Axon. There was a problem with the fact that Officer Novak took a picture with his phone of her phone of the injuries, and part of the complaint was it should have been downloaded. Can anyone, I mean, he could have then told the mother of the child, just download that to Axon, and that would have been easy for her to do?
Yeah, basically they can, so I'm Captain Brady from Operations Division East, so the reason I'm here is because these next two cases are from my division. So yeah, so when officers come across somebody that's got pictures or video, they can provide them with a link to Axon where somebody can then directly download that into our Axon system.
Okay. Because I didn't know if that would be easy for her to be able to do, and maybe he was trying to simplify by just taking a picture of the picture, but that's not the case.
Yeah, it's super simple for people to download it through the Axon link.
Okay. I think that was the only question I had.
Okay, then since there's just the two of us, I will make a motion to approve case number 25-0136 as being fair and thorough.
And I'll second it.
Kate Calhoun?
Aye.
Annabelle Nunez?
Abstain.
Nancy Huff?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Thank you. All right, case number 3, which is 25-0613. This also occurred Operations Division East Side. We've got the allegations of policies and procedures, body worn camera.
Sorry, point of order. It's 2-0 rather than 3-0. I think we heard 3-0.
But when you abstain, it's a yes vote.
Never understand that, but okay.
I don't either.
I will never understand that for the record.
We've had that discussion several times with the city attorney, and there have been different explanations, one of which was you can abstain. So, I mean, I...
Okay. Thank you. Okay, in summary, the complainant indicated that the Tucson Police Department interviewed and questioned her children without a parent being present.
And as usual, we had the body-worn camera right there where he said, "Your juveniles, I can't ask you questions." I mean, those words came out of the officer's mouth, even though there were sort of general questions. I don't feel he was interrogating the kids, and the mother formerly had worked for an attorney, so she said, "I'm gonna lawyer up." So, again, I think the officer handled it as well as possible, and thank goodness there was camera footage of him and of the incident, actually.
Great, would you like to comment on?
Sure, so I'll make a motion that we find this case taken care of fair and thoroughly.
I second, thank you.
Andy K. Calhoun?
Aye.
Annabelle Nguyen?
Abstain.
Nancy Huff?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Thank you. Okay, so item number six, Tucson Police Department, in accordance with the provisions of the state open public meeting law, these items that are listed on the agenda in order to allow Tucson Police Department to present a brief summary of current events pursuant to provisions ARS section 38-431-.02. The board may not propose, discuss, deliberate, or take action at this meeting on any matter in the updates unless specific matter is properly noticed and for legal action at a subsequent meeting. A TPD updates regarding current events.
Good afternoon. I'm filling in for Chief Wakefield today. So he asked me to fill you on a few things that are going on. First, we have a lot of stuff going on in our parks, pretty much throughout all the divisions. And what I mean is they're increasing police, community service officer presence in the parks. They are working with actual the Parks Department to make some improvements, some environmental changes, improvements, including like lighting, and then doing a bunch of cleanups, most notably just down the street at Reed Park. That's been going on. They also have this plan going to Hansa Park in Armory Park as well. Those are scheduled to continue at least until the fall. So expect to see more activity around the parks. The second thing is that we're currently working on developing a new three-year strategic plan under Chief, this would be Chief Prieto's three-year strategic plan. Commanders met a couple weeks ago. I think I remember seeing you there at the TCC, where this was the topic, broken groups. Some of the notable things that I think we're looking to do is revamp the DAC meetings that are occurring in each division. Maybe turn them into more of a like a city services focus meeting so that you know, members of the public can show up and there will be representatives from the different city departments who can answer questions regarding, you know, city services. Like fire has already said that they're gonna start participating. And I don't know if anyone went to the DACs that we were holding out in Operation Division East, but it kind of is how we did it. We usually have a lot of representatives from the different departments who would give, you know, the last one that I was there, it was streets, you know, and they would give an update on, hey, this is what's going on with streets and the improvements that are being made in your area right now. So I think that's a great idea. Revamping the 311 system. They're trying to make it more efficient, coming with ideas to make it more efficient. The trying to screen the calls that are coming in 311 to see if they would meet the criteria to be moved into like the callback, state, so that they would show up in our callbacks and hopefully get a faster response. And also kind of clean up the ones that are maybe not as, I'm not gonna say important, but pressing, the issue is not as pressing, and hopefully move those up in the priority list. So that's a couple of the things that Chief Wakefield wanted me to bring your guys' attention.
Thank you.
So back in the day, in the 90s, there used to be like the whole CNS, which is the Community Neighborhood Services. Is there a city office that sort of does, I don't know, back in the day they used to maybe do the mailers for neighborhood associations. Were you involved like in that time period?
And
then it changed to DNS, or what was it?
Well, it's now, I'm not sure under what department, but it's not its own department, but it's still Rebecca Roop, who's been at it for years. And I just saw her last week. I went to the Safe City with the mayor and Anna Robo-Keen, who's an aide, and Jackie, who are aides to Mayor Romero, were. And it was, Safe City was at Randolph Park, and the three leads of Department of Transportation, Ian, Andy, and John were all there, and Lieutenant. Anyway, a lot of people were there, and they were focusing on transportation. So lots of discussion, lots of presentation, slideshow about how to try to make the buses safer for drivers and for passengers. Again, Miranda Schubert was sitting next to me. And anyway, a lot of discussion about that. I still have my opinion that the free bus policy is has created this nightmare, because again, I live almost on the corner of Speedway and Alderaan and watch it every day. And we've had a four-corner walkabout at the corner of Speedway and Alderaan with Lieutenant Brian Cochran and Rick Quineas, a couple of lieutenants, and the head of the Department of Transportation. Anyway, so back to your question.
Yeah.
Rebecca Roop is still there. She was there at Safe City signing everybody up. They do new newsletters once a year only. Sometimes Steve Kasach at Money would do a second one.
Yeah.
But there is still a neighborhood, and Chris Blue is her assistant.
Okay.
And again, I'm not sure what department it's under. Development,
I mean, I just think, I mean, I'm glad to hear that. That's great news. I think, I mean, back in the day, this was in the 90s, and I was very involved in neighborhood association stuff, and I could see the impact, but more than anything, the engagement of my community, because you had that straight, direct comment. So our DAC meetings on the south side were so robustly attended, because I think that was the opportunity to have a direct line to TPD and other services that you could see immediate connection and reaction to things that were happening, but more engagement by community. So I'm just glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems they had, because I used to send blasts out all the time through the group you're talking about, is that they count on the neighborhood association to let them know who the new secretary is. And 90% of the time, people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they send blasts out to people that are no longer involved.
Yeah.
And then it goes nowhere. And it was a great frustration. So I'm not so sure how strong that is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was part of it. There was a lot of process involved with, you had to have, you know, as a board, as a neighborhood association, there was election process that you were accountable for. Like, it was procedural. So there was a lot that was required by the community to actually exist as a neighborhood association, and then be able to have that service of like the neighborhood newsletters going out. But I just don't know if people are doing that kind of stuff anymore. I mean, I'm not, but.
When is the next DAC meeting for Eastside?
Just had it.
It's like just happened.
I'm 30 of that.
And they're quarterly. Next one coming up is
September 30th of
Midtown. I need Eastside.
Oh,
it just has to
say that was just here. It hasn't been set.
Right,
okay.
December.
It'll be three months out.
And the reason why I'm asking,
I think Midtown is September 30th, I believe.
Yeah, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
You're asking, cuz
I can share it with my neighborhood association.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
My suggestion is contact the substation, and it's usually assigned to a CSO, and get on the mailing list. Put an email in it. I mean, not for nothing, but you guys ought to do that for every single board.
Yeah.
Every single substation.
Good idea.
Can I say just a couple of quick things? It's called DAC, right? And C, I don't know, the words change. But the A stands for advisory, okay? And I think what's behind that is allowing time for the neighbors, specific to that police area, to be able to express their concerns and share information. So I would hope that function doesn't go away at these DAC meetings. I've been to some on the east side where there's been an awful lot of community folks there from different agencies. And there was no time, because you've only got an hour and a half anyway, and there's no time for the neighbors to really express themselves. And I think that part of the DAC meeting, I mean, I understand offering them services, but I think allowing people to come in and have the opportunity to share their concerns should not go away or shouldn't be minimized such that they're not heard.
I think some of the discussion surrounding that was a lot of that happens during neighborhood association meetings, which the police department attends most of them will hold on a monthly basis or so. And so it was kind of like, hey, we give our crime stats out at these monthly meetings on a regular basis. And so maybe a quick update during a DAC meeting, and they're talking about maybe rebranding it, maybe calling it something different, but not basically not just be another neighborhood association meeting that we go to, like I said, on a monthly basis, but have it a little more involved with the other departments within the city and the different services.
I've been to some DAC meetings where it got out of control real quick. Right? I mean, the police have information to share, and you get a couple of angry neighbors, and everybody else, they pile on. And your time gets wasted, and usually it's controlled then by the two loudest people in the room. And so what Matt Brady did at the last meeting was outstanding. He made an announcement ahead of time and said, you know, we're going to be one or two issues into this, and I'm going to allow for one or two questions, that's it, we're going to move on. And he was upfront about it, and he held to it, and it went really well. One of the best acts I think I've been to, actually. So I think it was really, really good.
Yes, sir.
Tentatively, it's October 22nd.
For Eastside?
For Eastside, but they're looking to change the venue because he wants to look at it using a different format. So he's looking for a different venue. But that's tentatively right now.
I mean, what was really great back in the day was we developed the Southside Neighborhood Association Presidential Partnership. So it was really just the presidents of the neighborhood associations that would meet with, you know, the officers at the DAC meetings. And so it was just dense information represented through the presidents from neighborhood associations, but it was very controlled. And we had agenda. And
it sounds like our government, doesn't it?
That's one more time, DAC stands for
Division Advisory Council.
Yeah. Can
we, see, that's what I said, the seats. I've heard the council committee.
Is it council?
I don't know. I've heard both.
Annabelle, and I don't know what problems you have on the south side, but I just know that the meeting that we have here once a month, and I chair it with the lieutenant, Don Jorgensen is my one now. It had been Brian Corcoran and then Dave Ortiz, who started the parks kind of project with the CSOs. Anyway, we bring together Miramonte, this neighborhood here, Peter Hall, Midway, Swanway, El Encanto, El Conquistador, Duffy, and we all come together, neighbors from those neighborhoods, and it really has brought us together, and it's mainly because we're all just south of Speedway, the number 4 bus route and the problems at bus stops was sort of what created it, and then some problem properties. And a few weeks ago, they had a code enforcement meeting here, again for Ward 6 people and us Midtowners. And I mean, the room was packed. And Greg Carr, the new administrator for code enforcement, tried to give a presentation, but as Mitch was saying, and as we've all experienced, everybody has their own personal question. Somebody called code enforcement on me, and this is what my yard looks like. And it kind of got out of control because it was just so packed and everybody wanted their own issue. But I don't know if on the south side, if you, but I've always had a lieutenant. We've always had a lieutenant in the 4 years that I've been doing it. And it really helps bring the police and the neighbors together. And I don't know if you want to present that and try to get something going on the south side, because Brian Corcoran, Lieutenant Brian Corcoran, now has just been reassigned, and he's downtown, and I saw him at a Viva meeting last week. And he would be a great one that would, I'm sure, really be supportive of bringing several, like you're just talking about, neighborhood associations together.
I can't speak to what's happening right now because I'm not as involved, but I don't think it's let up. Yolanda Herrera was one of the co-founders, and I know she's still probably very, very active.
She is.
Oh, yeah. So we're in good hands on the south side when it comes to that front. So, but yeah.
So something like that, and then you do talk about the crime and the problem areas and what's going on, and you bring several neighborhoods associations together and find that we all have the same common problems. Geographically, we're a little different, but we all have a lot of the same problems. And it's great to have the support of TPD there. And it also opens everyone's eyes to how hard they work for us.
Yeah.
Which is really great for me.
Yep, for sure.
Thanks for this conversation. Lieutenant, do you have any updates with regards to OPS?
Just really quick. Well, first, I stand corrected. It is Division Advisory Committee.
Committee.
Yeah, which is right. As far as updates within OPS, we have approximately 110 cases right now that are open in various stages of investigation. Again, a lot of those we're going to probably be some EC3s that we're going to clear up by buying more cameras, footage and stuff like that. We are also preparing for, we have two grievances that are currently in the process with some members that received some discipline. There'll be a grievance board on those the second week of September. And the other big thing is that we have a another member who was fired that's taking her her issue up with the civil service board. So we're going to have a civil service board hearing over that termination also the second week of September. So
those are open to the public.
There's I think they even live stream them maybe. It's similar to like a mayor council meeting where you can click in and watch those. So
attorneys are involved. I mean, it's a pretty formal process.
So we kind of have a lot of stuff going on right now in our office. So. But other than that, everything's good.
Can I go back just real quick, just for the board's edification? CSOs in the parks, if they see criminal activity, drug use, urinating in public, assaults, something along those lines, what are they empowered to do? What are they expected to do? Let me ask it that way. The CSOs, if they see criminal activity, can they arrest?
Are you asking me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. No, they cannot. They can issue civil citations, but anything criminal, if they witness it, then they will report it. They'll call it in over the radio, and an officer will show up and handle anything criminal in nature.
And the one thing Lieutenant Dave Ortiz, any create Project Relay, as he called it, if you're familiar with that, sure. He's dedicated CSO to at least the Midtown parks, talking Midtown. And so he has a list of CSOs and like my Alvernon Park, they are dedicated to that. So instead of getting a random call, send a CSO, this officer who I've met at the park and said they like to hide there and hide there and hide there. Now she's familiar with the neighborhood, with us, and where they like to hide. And so it's really comforting to us as neighbors to know that there's a dedicated person to that park and another CSO to another. And they get to know the particular nuances of that park and the neighbors. And it really has become very successful and very helpful for us Midtown people with this project relay that Lieutenant Ortiz did. So that's my knowledge of it.
Excuse me, that was my mommy. Office of Professional Standards update. Number seven. Thank you. We already did OPS. Thank you. Office of Independent Auditor. Okay.
I had a meeting with Assistant Chief Silva. He's an attorney. I don't know if he's been before this board. I don't think he has. He's an attorney for TPD. And we spoke some more about the drone program. Mm-hmm. And the questions that we had are still being worked on, what they're going to do if they see something in progress, and this is something they're all still considering. When they fly overhead, if they can see it, it's fair game. So there's no expectation of privacy in that regard. So what they do if they see something going on and they're en route somewhere else, that's still to be discussed. Our concerns were considered. And how it all shakes out, well, the whole program is still in the works, so I guess we'll see how that works out. I've been getting calls nonstop, and I'd probably say 70% are not gonna be complaints that are going to OPS at this time. There's some angry people that wanna vent, and my phone number is there. So, the other ones are being referred over to OPS and are being assigned. So, I mean, it's working the way it's supposed to. So it's good.
Thank you. I'm not even bent. And hopefully that's just enough.
For them or for me?
For them.
It's for me.
I mean, you're that sort of...
Yeah, I am.
...protective sheath to the... department, I would say.
From a protective sheath.
You're the strong, yeah.
Thank you. That's all I got.
I'm tired, can't you tell?
Okay.
I can't talk today.
That's okay. Item number eight, CPAR vacancies. We've got a vacancy in Ward 1 and Mayor's office.
Yes.
That's...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, not sure what's happening there. Okay. Item number nine.
And you can pick up advisory members.
Yes, we need to work on some advisory members.
If somebody's interested in doing that, you can bring them on as well.
Okay. Good call. Future agenda items. I would like to hear about the downtown events that will be occurring this fall, and the resources police would be allocating to El Tour, Garmin, Dusk, Arizona Bowl, just for educational purposes for my other CPARC members, because there are a lot of resources that will be assigned to these events. I can let the captain know.
Garmin?
Garmin does a qualifying marathon here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. New?
This will be the second year.
Oh.
Yeah. So just to give an update on some of the resources and...
What it takes
to operate, you know, amazing events in the downtown core.
Yay.
Any other... agenda items that you all would like to see or hear about, or okay.
Jerry, how far away are you from finishing your defensive tactics? Do you know?
I need 16 hours in person out of the 20.
Okay. If you have problems connecting with somebody there, let me know. I'm more than happy to.
I just sort of dropped off the radar there for a minute.
No, no problem. But if you have trouble reestablishing, let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any more comments? It is 6:24 and meeting has been adjourned. We'll see you September 15th.
Thank you. Jerry, give the second sign.
Thank you, thank you. Huh? There were more kids.